are back. Last portion of the show. You are listening to Davins. And on the break, that was, where were my notes? Who was that? That was Amanda Richards and the Good Long Wilds with Fresh Kill and Adam Joe with Feel So Natural. Of course, those are both Deuce Music recording artists. So you can learn more about them by going to deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. Adam Joe and Amanda Richards and the Good Long Wilds. Before we get into the Ann Jackson stuff, it should be mentioned Trucker Tom on the break. After the buzzer, we didn't get to it in time. When talking about the Donald Trump doctor's letter, said the only thing it was missing was signed by Epstein's mom.
That brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, that's funny.
We were dying. We're like, oh.
That's the line.
Why do you lummixes come up with shit like that?
I know.
It's like
the
fourth mic. Everybody's he did his job.
Oh, it was great. We were dying.
You know, I thought it was written by so-called Brown Cotton myself. Sounded like some of his work.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
really.
You need to speak to a doctor. Here, let me prescribe you Bornstein.
Chess girl was nice. She called Dr. Bon Jovi. Yeah. That was great. Thanks for the assist, guys. Hilarious.
What a shitty letter that was.
Oh, it was so bad.
They're not
done.
Even trying.
No, well, you know, the fact that there was a typo in the first line, it reminds me of every time I go to a Chinese food place and there are so many errors in the menu. I'm like, could you not get somebody who is a born English speaker to just vet this stuff for you before you print the menu? Could you not just let somebody look at it? Yeah. Why are you so prideful?
When there's typos in the fortune cookies. There's not that many words in there.
I know, but it's like, what is it? Do they not know any native English speakers? Are they that prideful that they won't let them look at it?
Well, how good is your Mandarin?
My Mandarin sucks, but I'm not trying to write a menu in it either.
Well, maybe you should try. Maybe you should be a little bit more ambitious.
I'm not printing catalogs in Mandarin.
Listen,
damn
Donald
it.
Trump's doctor's not good at writing letters, but he still tries. Sure, he makes up some shit.
Very true.
What you need to know is, though, he's going to be like the healthiest president ever.
Yes.
This is the most absolutely excellent lo mein you ever seen.
I would hang my hat on that.
All right. Crazy.
Let's, yeah. We got some Ann Jackson kids. So, what?
Joe's laughing at Davin's disgust with me.
No, it's good times, great oldies. What are the categories, Pip?
Okay, the categories this week are the standby, Mr. Davin. Mm-hmm. Then our second category is mess media, and then our third category is shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yeah, she's used it.
Mm.
She's used it recently.
Okay. I
hope she uses it tonight.
I'm going to go with five Mr. Diamonds.
Five?
I'm going to be...
Loser eats fried potato salad.
Oh, I hope I lose.
Winner eats fried potato salad?
I hope I win. Fried potato salad sounds awesome.
It sounds like something you would get at a fair because they fry everything.
I yeah. know, but it's that stuff is so bad for you, but it tastes so good.
The only issue is, do I put
ketchup over the top of this or don't I?
I can't wrap my head around fry. I don't know. I don't know how you fry mayonnaise.
I don't know if there's mayonnaise in it.
It's a potato salad.
I know potato salad would have to have mayonnaise. I don't know how that
maybe
works.
Maybe you put the mayonnaise in after you fry it.
Maybe we'll have to find out. But it's like it. Whatever it is, I'm intrigued. Mm. I want some now. And I'm starving. So I want it.
Yeah, we haven't had dinner yet, so we'll have a chef on talking about
food. I know, she's talking about her chicken wings. We're like, ooh,
I didn't know you can marinate things for a week. I thought they go bad.
No. They're
You knew?
Yeah.
Because they say chicken can only be in the fridge for a couple days.
Apparently, the way she does it, it didn't kill anybody.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'll give tomaine to everybody sitting here. I'm not going to try it.
It'd be the worst thing you gave anybody sitting here. Go Zika Helix.
Zika Helix.
How many mess medias?
One mess media.
Okay. And any shame on yous?
I'm going to go with three.
Ooh, look at that. Okay. I'm going to say at least four Mr. Davins. Mm-hmm. I want one mess media and one shame on you. So let's see. Lisa's with three Mr. Davins, one mess media, and she said zero for shame on you.
Lisa's got no faith in
me. I know. Joe's girl is saying three for Mr. Davin, No Mess Media and One Shame on You.
Really?
And yeah, Trucker Tom's in with Four Mr. Davins, Two Mess Medias, and No Shame on You.
Yeah, the groups are really feeling the shame on you.
They're
material.
Not feeling it. But it actually it is abbreviated SOY. According Shame on You. That's how they're writing it in the chat room. SOY. Zero SOY. Okay.
Right. That's all I can say about her. I've had enough, Jeff.
He's done for the night.
Can't you film something with Hercules?
No. Yeah. No, apparently not.
Isn't there? Can't he like rescue you from a boulder or not rescue you?
Yeah. I thought you would prefer him not to rescue me from a boulder.
I'm leaving my options open.
Okay.
All right. So this is a conversation between Ann Jackson and James H. Miller.
Oh.
Oh boy. Here we go.
So Anne opens with, "Get out of my life."
Oh, that's sweet talk.
I open my door, front door with that.
But he's writing it on the inside, yeah. So that so a certain somebody can see it.
Isn't that on your welcome mat at this point? Miller goes, "I do this because I love you, seriously."
Mm-hmm.
I don't just love you. I love you seriously.
Seriously.
That would be like a Trump thing, too. Like when he wins. He's, you know, I love you seriously.
It's going to be a great romance. It's going to be great.
It's going to be big, the best. Nobody loves like I love. My love is not rigged.
Funny.
My poles are large. Have you seen my poles? Anyway. I do this because I love you seriously. Please, let me see you, my love. I miss you so much. She goes, "I do not love you anymore." This is a straight out admission, I think, because she's lied to Mr. Davin.
She told me to lie to Mr. Davin.
How could he do such a thing?
I didn't lie him.
How did that happen?
I didn't lie him. I didn't love him anymore.
That's a new
twist,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, she's hinted at it, and we've like felt that, you know, she was lying to us, but it's right there.
Yes. Miller goes, "I am very honey more than 1 year now." Oh, excuse me, I read that wrong. "I am very honey for more than 1 year now."
I'm very honey?
I'm very honey.
Should write medical reports.
This is the all bear Davin's den. Yeah. It's a funny bear theme.
Do you think he was going for horny?
Yes.
Read that again. Dude.
"I'm very honey for more than 1 year now."
Was he going for horny? What
else? Well, I don't know what
be?
The hell he could be going for with the honey. Who is he? Pooh? I mean, I think it has to be horny.
Oh, baby.
For 1 year now?
For a year? Yeah, for a year.
He's
being
horny for 1 year
gonna
straight.
He's going to explode.
It's going to be messy. Somebody should throw a tarp down.
It's going to be epic.
You know, he might need to be part of that movie I was filming with when I was talking to Belinda in this week's scammer clips. We finally got to that one, the porn in the house.
I even forgot that was there. I thought it was
a little chestnut on the ping pong table.
Oh, yeah. What
is it? It smells like tuna, a toilet, and something else.
That was good. Yeah, check out the clips this week. Hysterical.
It was quite disgusting.
Disgusting,
it was really
too.
Bad.
Yeah. But, Miller, very very honey.
I'll be damned. I don't know.
Miller says, "I love you to the end." And Anne goes, "Ask your love, Rita." I think there's a little jealousy here.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Miller goes, "I have no love. Just you and you alone. I am horny."
Oh, yeah, then he was.
You know, when I'm trying to get a girl back, I want to tell her how much I want to fuck her.
Yeah, I know, because that's
that's
the move.
That's my go-to move. That's
maybe he move. Was. Maybe that's he was saying that it was horny in that first paragraph.
You think? Well, I think so now. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Spelled it wrong. You put an E in there that didn't need to be there. But
we found it right.
He wanted something to go someplace.
I wonder if they had cyber sex.
Oh, perhaps.
I would think so, sure.
I wonder if she writes any better than Belinda did.
Could you imagine what that... With a,
but oh, I want to read
I'm
going to
jerk you and it's going to go and I'm going to report it all over the mess media.
I'm going to grab your cook.
Give me your gold bar. Give me your gold bar.
Blew me hard.
Fees, fees. I want more of my fees. Oh, we made it weird.
I'm going to cow.
Ask your love, I have no love. And so he goes, "I am horny." Anne goes, "She is your lover." Miller goes, "Please save me." He needs to get this out. He needs to get it in.
He needs to get it in.
He needs to get it in.
Yeah, but I meant out like the white stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the white come out.
Makes the white come out.
The white inside come out.
I wish I could have hooked up Miller with Belinda. They could have done some lovely work.
Mm. Oh, yes.
He goes, please save me. She goes, she loves you. Miller goes, never. I don't love anybody. Just you. Anne goes, do you want me to send the messages to you? You fall for her.
Oh.
And Miller goes, it is by force to love her.
What? He's
is
forced
by force
to
love
her?
Her?
I'm thinking it was a Star Wars reference. I'm thinking the force is strong with Rita.
His lover she is.
You just can't. You can't.
I
stop
can't
with the
stop Yoda-ing.
You got to stop with your Yoda-ing.
I can't.
A little much of the Yoda-ing.
Miller speeding goes, I was not.
Miller goes, I do not love her. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, cool bullshit.
But wait. He said something to her just now. No, she said something to him just now. She said, I'll show you the messages. Does she have access to messages between him and Rita? And that's what she's talking about?
I don't know. Maybe Rita told her.
Maybe, yeah.
So then they
I smell threesome.
Mm.
They continue. This is a different day, I think. She goes, return the money to me. Fuck off. Because you are an animal. A real crook. Miller says, I will send the money to you. Anne goes, a real killer. Miller goes, they will put it on ATM card. Please do not worry. Anne says, and I quote, oh, fuck you assholes. Anne goes, you will. Miller goes, yes. Anne goes, you are a fucking criminal. Destroy my real life.
Oh.
Destroy her real life.
As opposed to the cartoon force we're reading right now.
Really?
Yeah. I do not love you, and you are a scammer. I never love you. You are a fucking liar. The day you are. Fuck off my life. Such a it's like we're playing all the hits.
And once again, she acknowledges them as at least him as a scammer.
It's an oldie but a goodie, Jeff.
Yeah.
Who can remember that? Who doesn't remember that classic? Mm. Fuck off my life.
Fuck off my life.
And this extended play version.
You'll get all the hits. So-called Melvin Santos. And who can forget? Fuck off my life. Fuck off my life.
And who can forget that dance hit? Mass Media. Mass Media.
And such B-sides as Dr. Bon Jovi.
Yeah. It's all here on the Anne Jackson Greatest Hits. And today you'll get a second one for separate shipping and handling. Send everything through Western Union.
Don't ask questions. Absolutely no money back.
Don't ask questions.
Tell no one you placed this order.
Don't ask a cinnamon. Don't ask questions.
Now you can get a bonus track called "Oh Fuck You."
If you act now, we'll scam you for more.
Right.
So she goes, such a person will get a punishment. Fuck off. This is fucking scam. Miller goes, Green is dead. They're killing people like I did to Joe's character.
Yeah.
Sometimes people gotta die, Joe.
Yeah.
The way it goes.
Poor Dick Alderaan.
Yeah, well, he'll live in our hearts forever. And in scammer clips in perpetuity.
Well, a quick story about that. We were at, me and Cammie were at this movie networking thing trying to see if we can get a project. And unfortunately, the young woman that we were supposed to meet there, her grandmother passed away. So we were that day. So we're like, where's so-and-so? And Cammie's like, oh, she's not going to be here. Her grandmother passed away. I'm like, oh, for the love. All right, send back condolences and sympathy.
And all that jazz. I'm very sorry.
Yada,
sympathy
yada.
And our prayers and all that other shit.
Thoughts and prayers. And
she had 365 days to croak. She's got to pick tonight.
Oh, just really quickly, I have to say, my new job. My colleague and I were writing back and forth about like a form letter that she was preparing, and I was giving her some tips. And so, you know, but I could shorthand some of it because she knows what to put in.
That
right.
was really quick.
And I said, blah, blah. And I said, put this in. And then I go, yada, yada. And she took that, and she was just about to send out the letter and realized that she forgot to remove yada, yada. Oops.
That's funny.
Fish. This close to getting your theme music. We haven't played it in a while. I've not chalked that up in a while.
I know.
All right. So Anne goes, return the money to me. Miller goes, please help Jennifer. Anne goes, I have no money. I'm looking for jobs.
More jobs.
And Anne goes, my company is chasing me. Miller says, Jennifer needs a mom. Please? Anne goes, you are her dad. Fuck off. I don't even understand.
What?
they're trying to guilt her. Maybe saying, well, Jennifer needs a mother.
Right, but I don't understand why Anne's saying to Miller, you are a dad. You know, Desmond Parker Green's your dad.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, be sure to order the limited edition Damn It All Red and Ball Busting Blue editions.
Oh, yeah, you want that on the album covers. Those are worth more.
Some Blu-ray.
Yeah, some Blu-ray. Oh. We see what you did. You made a mess media.
The Damn It All Red is really rare.
It is. Anne Jackson goes, you are her dad, and fuck off. How does Green die? Who killed him? And then this is from 10 days later. Miller goes, hello. Anne goes, hi. Miller goes, how are you doing? Anne goes, please return the money to me. And then fuck off.
Two parts.
At least she's courteous.
Just step one and a step two to this.
Roadmap, Joe.
I wasn't clear on the rhythm of that. Can you go over that again?
This is what I want to say. I'm getting better. Looking for a job. After fuck off, we're back to her jobs.
I know. Then she gets chatty again.
I'm looking for a job. Maybe I can find one. I need to work a lot to pay the debts. You destroy my life. And job. Oh, well, fuck you, assholes.
Concise and to the point.
Yeah.
Miller says, wait. Anne says, no need to wait. They're not getting back together, White Lion.
No, I know that for a fact.
Yeah, so, well, you were there.
Yes.
Anne goes, bye. Miller goes, give me your account number. Anne goes, what is it? Give me your account number. Anne says, fuck off my life.
He wants to... He's still saying, give me your account number?
You know what? You got to hand it to him for balls.
Really?
You know? On balls alone.
So Anne says, fuck off my life. And Miller says, do not insult me again.
Really? Okay, this
I'm
time?
Broke. I'm working a bunch of jobs. You broke my heart. Don't insult me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, really.
Anne says, it is really over between you and me.
Aha.
Wow.
Knew it.
Wow.
Look, I knew this far kind of romance.
Yes.
So that's it. So they romance scammed her, too.
Yeah.
Wow, she really fucking fell for everything. She's writing letters for Trump. She believes that Trump's going to be the healthiest president ever.
Lisa said he is determined. Really?
Lisa, because he's a fucking scammer. Well, it's his job.
Yeah, but I mean, it's he still thinks he's going to get more money out of her.
Because he probably will.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, love don't die easy.
No.
So she goes, it's really over between you and me. Miller says, give me your account number. Anne says, just return the money to me and then leave me. Miller says, okay, I will. But God knows my heart towards you. Anne says, no more love. And here we have the worst Hallmark greetings ever.
Oh, my God. I like that. Anne says, no more love. No more love.
You're cut off. You're cut off, Joe.
But
more love.
But I care. No. No more love.
No. Hearts are broken.
Hearts are broken.
Romances die.
Strictly platonic. No. But I want to be. No. No love.
No love ever.
Handshake.
Love will find a way. No.
No, it won't.
Fist bump.
It'll get distracted.
Go. Roll over. Headache.
So
there's Cupid with an account number.
Anne goes, to tell you the truth, Miller goes, I know you never loved me.
Goes, who wrote that?
Miller said that.
Oh, I know you didn't love me?
What a pair of balls on his
motherfucker. Wow, really?
Oh, God, you know that's like an extra little shovel of horse shit just on purpose, you know?
Like trying to get her
guilty? Yeah, really, you know?
It's
all right.
Odd that a scammer would play on their emotions like that.
I know, but it's just like the giant
That's like when I wrote that poetry as Dick El Dorado.
Yeah.
Where it was just so far-fetched. I'm going to throw just a little extra, you know? Just
and you're talking about leeches, for Christ's sake.
My
just to see
God.
Where
you
bleed.
Never loved me. Oh, you suck.
So Anne goes, I'm looking for jobs. I have many job interviews. I need to work to go on my life. Miller goes, please.
Wish my wife felt that way.
The work part.
Trigger Tom says, it's time for his annual scammer review. He's got to fill the quota before the end of the week.
Got to fill in all the columns.
You never know. You never
Did
know.
Did you try this scam? Did you try that? Did you get any money?
Out of Bumbo. Come upstairs. It's review. Sit down, please. Look good. You've been on that the hut on time, but let's take a look.
To Eastern European.
Huh?
You know, every accent we do always turns into Eastern European.
I don't know.
Go on.
No, I don't want to do the bit now.
Edibon
sound
like
Manafort's old bosses.
You're funny.
I did like Alabumbo, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my next kid that. I like Alabumbo.
Alabumbo.
That's good. Nobody else is going to be named Ella Bumble.
No.
It's going to be a bitch to get those keychains with the names of, like, Six Flags.
Find the license plate. For Father, why have I not the little license plate on my bicycle? Huh? I'm trying to find one here. Wait, we should have called you Bill.
It's like Ryan, it Kyle, Edabumbo.
Edabumbo.
Edabumbo and his yak.
Funny.
Yeah. Anne says, I have much debts. Miller says, give me your account details.
But what is he trying to... He's against the wall here,
yeah,
being told to go straight to hell,
mm-hmm,
and he's still got enough balls to ask for the account number. Now, is it that he has enough balls, or he knows she's that stupid?
She's still talking to him.
Yeah.
There's still a chance they keep going.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Miller goes, give me your account details, and says... go fuck yourself.
Yeah, she's holding her ground.
Anne goes, what account? Western Union? It is good. Miller goes to send the money. Anne goes, I have no more name. I don't know what that means.
Excuse me?
And then she gives her real name.
Oh.
Miller goes, I can't do Western Union from here. No more this name anymore. Miller goes, you are playing with me or what? I think he would know after a year of being horny. Anne goes, what do you mean? And that's the question we're all asking at this point. You got to love it when a Japanese African man try to talk English to each other.
What do you mean?
Anne goes, I'm telling you the truth. Miller goes, give me the account.
They're killing me.
So they can make the transfer. I have just 2 minutes left here now. Anne goes, where are you? Miller goes, I'm at the base.
Yeah. The base.
Anne goes, where? Miller goes, Cambodia. Why wouldn't he?
Cambodia.
He just like
it was on the there was a map. He fucking threw a dart. It's Cambodia this week. Stupid.
Either that, he thinks it's 68 and he thinks it's Vietnam. What are you doing?
He might be having a flashback. It's
yeah.
on the table.
Yeah.
Starts screaming about Charlie.
Yeah.
Cambodia. Anne goes, for what? Arresting criminals, because that's what the army does.
Of course it does.
I'm
sorry. And with the treaty with Vietnam, I'm sure that we're going to send our troops back to Vietnam,
right,
to catch the criminals.
No, Anne said arresting criminals. I read it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Miller corrected and said mission.
Oh, okay.
And let's see. This is later on that day. Miller goes, yes, they are moving into that country now. Anne goes, I cannot find my account. Of course. Miller goes, what? Anne goes, Terry scammers.
Terry scammers.
I don't know who the fuck this is.
They're working in towels now? Okay, fine.
Now, the correct response would have been, you assholes think of something then.
I got no. You assholes think of something then.
I'm going to keep on reading from what I have. I'm going to keep the show moving, but you can stop it at any time. And you will. And you
yes,
do.
And I will.
Yes, you do. Terry scammers. Anne goes, the scammers moved to Vietnam and Cambodia? Miller goes, yes.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. They're there.
That's where the dirt landed, damn it.
Anne goes, Kelvin scammers? They are black mafias.
Kelvin scammers?
I don't know who that is
what
either.
Does that
I used
mean?
To work with a Kelvin. He was an asshole. I hope they get all his money.
So Anne goes, this is what I know. Terry scammers. They sell the people. They are doing illegal immigrants. That sounds hot.
Hmm.
Or migrants. Illegal migrants.
They're doing
illegal migrants. I wonder if that's part of Trump's immigration policy. We start doing them.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have a much happier nation. Morale for the... Everybody's going to think that the country's going in the right direction.
Well, if he does them, that is going to make him run over
up
the border.
Up against the wall,
away.
We're about to do you before we deport you.
Yeah, great.
You ain't going to come here unless you want it.
That would make people leave.
Sure. I'll tell you what, I could get behind that, and I will.
And we'll never eat fresh fruit again.
Why you got to make it fucking serious? You know, we're just having fun with farce, and you got to, like, fucking bring politics, like, serious into it.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, and really, fruit's overrated. Have a fucking...
What, is this a review?
I know. I think it's time
well,
for my review.
Sam Sorbo's on the line. She has some things to say.
Oh,
that's funny.
God. Oh, I'm in hell.
Surprised she hasn't called.
Yeah, really.
They are doing illegal migrants and labors in other countries. They send the people to Russia to meet Manafort. No, I added that. They send the people to Russia. Miller goes... Yes. Just really.
Twist his arm.
Yeah, really.
Because he goes, you know what? She's off on a fucking story. Let's go with it. That's
no,
just
because say, yep.
That's funny.
That's what you did with a fucking nuts woman. You just fucking yes her to death. Or to the
19 years of that shit.
Anne goes, I did read the profiles. I know it well. And Miller goes, Jennifer will have to go to Scotland for the transfer. And then she writes to me, I did call FBI, and FBI admitted Brown Cotton, who is from IC3. This is the truth. So
it just, it's just none of it makes sense.
No. So I go, you are correct. The woman who brought this all to our attention did feel Green spoke excellent English.
Mm-hmm.
She was fooled. She sent me his email, and I traced it to Kansas, USA. It is possible this scammer is an American. It is also possible that he was using a proxy server or device.
I was just thinking that.
Good. I'm glad. That's good. Everybody should be thinking it at this point.
It's time for your review, too.
All right, let's talk about money. None. All right.
You're doing what you get paid for.
Yeah. Funny.
Let's talk about money.
No, I was saying good. I was agreeing.
Let's talk attendance. You're always 30 minutes later. More every week.
We're going to dock your pay.
I was early. Let's sing a song about it. Nothing from nothing means nothing.
I don't whip you.
Well,
I'm just glad you're not getting paid more than I am, Joe.
Yeah, right, no.
He's getting paid twice as much as
I him. Know. Damn it.
So I say, you know, use a proxy or an IP address, and Joe was right on that. I've used the same things at times. She caught on to Green because Green sent pictures of himself, and of course, they were of the model who was not Parker Green,
right,
which we've been over with.
Right.
There is just not enough information to figure out where this fraud really is. As for Rita, she's not an American, so I'm not sure how much of an expert she is on American English, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
From my experiences with the victims, they often do not see things that should be obvious. They have an emotional investment and want to believe it is real. It is possible that the person who brought this to our attention and Rita did this. I do not know for sure. I will continue to report your story on my show. I continue to wonder why you will not come on the air with me to tell your story yourself. I also wonder why you do not wish to video chat with me.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a tough thing to discuss when you've been gone through that. You know, it's not easy.
Yeah, but she goes over it and over it and over it with the ones who are scamming her.
I've been over it enough. Mr. Davin!
There we go.
On the board.
Do you have a Yahoo Messenger account? I will add you from another fake name of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Please, tell me your account. I want to know one thing because I do not know how to do Yahoo Messenger well. I say, I do not know how to use it. Do you have Facebook? We can instant chat there. Then she writes, Green is from USA, from Kansas. He is real. Believe in me. He is better than Miller.
Okay.
Brother.
I go, a scammer calling himself Green could possibly be from Kansas. All we have is an IP address, which I explained could be fake. Did anybody ever send money to the USA? So she goes, I called FBI after Brown Cotton did not return the money to me at 12 students' fees. So she's saying she got this from 12 students. I was fucking mad. And then he really liked it. No. I was fucking mad. And then I called the FBI to report him. And after that, I called FBI again to withdraw my case. FBI head office admitted him as IC3 man. I don't believe it.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
So.
Why would she withdraw her case?
Who the hell did she
talk
to?
I go, who'd you speak with at the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, Green daughter's from the United Kingdom, as far as I know. Green told me he wanted to send his daughter to me because he was afraid that the bombs kissed his asses.
Read that, please. Please read that again.
Say that again.
Please.
As far as I know, Green told me he wanted to send his daughter to me because he was afraid that the bombs kissed his asses. What, is there something wrong?
There's something wrong.
It's not a medical
no,
term.
It could be if it's Trump's doctor.
Why is he sending her his daughter?
Well, not clearly, because bombs kissed his asses.
Don't you listen?
This is why we have to have an on-air review of this.
Right.
Silly me.
Green had lots of money before. He went back to the USA to get money to help me with the funds. He never asked the person who brought this attention for money. I called FBI head office, Washington, D.C. One is FBI woman and the other is FBI man. Well, that narrows it fucking down. I called them many times before. Green told me he was in the pictures, but he warned me not to go see his websites because he would know who will go there before.
Oh, please.
Makes perfect sense. What the
This
fuck?
Is why I did not go there, and I did not know how many websites or blogs he has. Truly speaking, I really did not know it well. He told me he was a model. And sure he did, after I fucking called bullshit on. Miller said Green is really handsome, and he is so popular in the team or base. All the ladies are dying.
Oh, they love him.
He's like that guy from The Bachelor that Cassie was talking about.
Yeah, really?
Cassie. Green is very respectable in the base. This is what I know. Do you?
Yeah, sure you do.
I go, we know Green is not who he claims to be in the pictures. So I go, oh, we're not going to agree on this. I know you're very upset with the woman that brought this to our attention, could not produce the ask for the money that she claimed. Remember, we went to see Green ask her for the money. We never got that.
Right.
I've spoken to her on the phone on several occasions. I know she's real and American. If Green is your friend, get his number and I'll call him.
Yeah.
I'm very aware of the gimmick scammers use to make it seem like they are in the UK, but in reality, Africa. That will not work with me. She goes, let's see. I said, I need to know, I need the names for the FBI, not the gender.
Yeah,
I'm not
right. going
to turn them over and look at their privates.
Where is FBI man?
The story Green came up with is rubbish. It was used to explain the pictures one might find on the internet. When he sends me his AKO, remember this is official military dress, I will change my tune. Until then, he is nothing more than scammer trash in my mind.
Ooh, throwing down.
She goes, you have no evidence to prove Green is fake. And there's where, if Trump had built that wall, I'd be hitting my head against it.
I know.
I want to say they are real native speakers from USA, according to their languages. I can also tell you I am from Asia, but majored in English and linguistics.
Oh, no, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
She majored it. Doesn't mean she got a high grade.
Majored in gibberish.
Yeah, really.
Do not tell me I do not know how to judge them. Oh, now she's getting indignant.
Uh-oh.
By the way, my real scammers, Pedro and Janthi, use fucking Asian English. I think that's about the menus you were talking about.
Yeah, I know. Trickin'. Would you like some trickin' delight?
I believe it's called General Charles Bullshit.
Yeah.
I believe that's what it's called.
Note to self, when we do the segment, that's the title.
General Charles Bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, write that down.
Yes.
General Charles Bullshit. I'll put BS in them. Maybe people don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Stop listening to my thoughts. They are real scammers, totally different from them. All I want to say is we need evidence. Like I've been fucking dicking around.
Like I've been fucking dicking around.
Like I come up with nothing.
I know. Oh God.
I go, of course I could tell Anne. Have him send me his AKO. Everybody in the military has one. She goes, Green once gave me other male address because he wants Asian women. I did not introduce him any women here. Maybe that info was in my old mail address, and it was shut down and blocked out due to the scammers chasing me, Pedro and Jorinthri, Maram and Omar. If I have time, I will go to Hard Disk to check it out.
Great.
Match.kook.
I go, okay, scammers like to create email addresses that look like the real thing, but when you know what you are looking for, it is obvious they are not. If he has a real AKA, I will go to the Pentagon with this and see what we can do. If not, then you need to understand that he is a fraud. She goes, by the way, Brown Cotton is monitoring my PC, and Miller, too.
Oh.
You just see them fucking standing over looking at it.
Yeah, I know. Over her shoulder. Yeah.
Probably laughing.
I know one thing. Brown Cotton is idiot.
Not for nothing.
Yeah, right.
Miller is fucking idiot, and he said he loves me. Ha, ha, ha. That is lies. He never returns the money to me, so I blocked him out. I want him to get arrested. The next step is to call FBI for me, because I collect all of the evidence. I did file the complaints, and I am going to call FBI if you do not want to call FBI. I go, it's always the best for the victim to file the report. One more thing I know. Green will be mad at Miller, according to my real experiences. I thought Green was dead.
So did I.
Yeah.
From beyond?
Zombie Green. Maybe he's voting in North Carolina.
See what you did there.
I see. I brought it all the way back around. Green knows that I am straightforward. He knows that I am the one who can talk back to him. I do not contact him anymore. Truly speaking, Green is like my big brother who has samurai spirits. He is better than Miller.
He has samurai spirits.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Which is great, but you have to get the right year of samurai spirits.
Some of them are sour.
Yes. Mr. Davin!
Oh, too.
Green does not talk to Miller, if my guess is not wrong, since I know their personality. I never lie to you, and you can read the whole conversations. They are real, and you can read the conversations again to judge them. Mr. Davin!
Three! Oh,
holy cow, machine gun in that shit.
I know.
I need to go to bed, because tomorrow I will have another job interview, and then I will arrange my working time. My friends and staffs, like me because I work hard and enjoy my jobs. I do hope my right arm can be fine soon. The muscle training is really... What, is she going to fucking pitch?
She been on the DL for a while?
I don't know.
She has no money for Tommy John surgery.
Is she going to be pitching for the occult swallows? I don't fucking understand. The muscle training is really hard. This muscle training also helps me lose weight. I am healthier. Ha, 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 ha. Kind of a weird place to have a crazy laugh.
Yeah, yeah, really
it is. Saner, though.
Have nice days, always. Mr. Davin, they are online.
Oh, no, Mr. Davin.
Oh, that's right.
I just know one thing. That green
subtle.
Stuff waits for me online, and I did the test. I will never contact them anymore. Shame on them. They destroy my life, and I want them to die.
That was shame on them, right?
Mm, yeah.
Damn.
I hope they can get killed soon. I do hate them.
Let's see what we can do.
It was really like just thrown out. I hope they will get killed soon.
I go, understandable. Best revenge is living well. She goes, Mr. Davin.
Wow. Kicking ass.
Five.
are we?
Kicking ass and naming names. Davin.
They hack my mails. Here, if my guess is not wrong, James H. Miller, Parker Green, and fucking Brown Cotton.
Not really fucking Brown Cotton.
And even Interpol, Eric Bohr. They're assholes. See the mail server, and then she gives me a look.
I like the way she announces them like she's the freaking Axl Rose on stage announcing the band.
Roll call.
And fucking Brown Cotton.
You've been introduced by worse. I need to go to bed after preparing for the job interviews. And scene.
Wow. Okay,
any thoughts, comments, questions?
Well, I am actually pleased to hear that she admitted that there was some kind of love thing between her and Green.
Yeah,
finally.
There you go. That was kind of groundbreaking.
Yeah, it was Green, right? Or Miller, rather.
Miller.
Yeah.
Miller.
And then, but she's just still such a mess. So delusional.
Shocking, because I really thought this was the week she was going to pull it together.
I did, too. I really did.
But yeah, that's the big reveal that she... That she admitted. And we heard about other people with scammers. I don't...
Yeah.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, it was very dense, like her.
Ah.
So we had five Mr. Davin, so Joe, right on the head.
Right on.
Wait a boy, Joe. Good thing you didn't get eaten by the bear. We would have missed out on that.
We had no mess media, and we had shame on them, but not shame on you, so zero. So nobody really got it. Nobody got it this week.
Well, at least Joe got one category, right?
Yeah, Joe got one category. Lisa got one. Joe's girl got one. Tom got one. I got nothing.
I think I think the fault lies with you.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, lately,
shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame on me.
All right. Should we thank some people for allowing us
yes.
to do this?
No. All right, then.
Don't look at me. I'm not
You're
the supervisor.
Didn't we play a backslap before me? Yeah. Let me dig out the wiffle ball bat. Pip, pitch.
Funny. I feel a line drive coming on.
So fucking awesome. Fucking left a red mark right on her throat.
Oh, you're so dead.
What? She couldn't do anything. She couldn't breathe.
I know. Well, and she couldn't say anything to you because you told her to.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Holy cow.
I know. He's brutal.
If I tell you to do something, there's a reason women have black eyes. They're not so good with the listening.
Oh, my God.
I was doing it for her safety. No,
no.
I'm going to stand right here.
I'm going to stay right here. I'll talk.
Then fine. Fucking deal with incoming. You're not quite the samurai. You don't have the samurai spirit, my dear.
It's like, you did that on purpose. No, I did it because you're there.
I told you.
I couldn't do that on purpose. You can't control what you're going
to do. No, you can't. Yeah. No, you can't.
But.
Not that well.
It's hard not to laugh.
Oops.
So then we play with water balloons. Anyway. Because it's fucking Vermont. Do you want to feel safe? Then move back.
Funny.
Get out of the way of the drive.
Then listen when stupid tells you might want to fucking duck. Move up to the left or the right because it's going to smart.
Oh, that's funny. Do you want to feel safe?
Do you want to be able to stop a wiffle ball coming at your throat, at your fucking stupid gullet?
At your larynx. 40 miles an hour.
Do you want to not talk like a frog for the rest of your vacation?
And this was your wife?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if it was somebody else's, it could have been uncomfortable.
Oh, do you not want to get laid?
I told you, the kid was in the room anyway. That was off the table. And I was leaving that night. I was leaving that night.
Looks like you're glad you're jumping on a plane tomorrow, too.
She's coming with.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, well, so. I'm packing the wiffle ball. Hmm. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked?
By a wiffle ball.
By a baseball glove, stupid. No. Of course, we all want that. Zombie Marshall, you know what, really, if she had some fucking self-defense, she would have swatted that wiffle ball. Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, wiffle ball, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again or an abusive husband. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscavilla setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, wedding, office parties, or anything that just has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's. Dan, Dav, what we got coming up?
I don't know. I told you last time.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 2 weeks.
I think it's October 6th. I think, and Joe Bronzi's headlining.
Okay. Thank you for those clues.
I fucking gave it to you. Why don't you write it down, you asshole?
I never got it.
Yes, you asked me in the last show, and I told you.
No, I don't remember you telling me.
That's the problem.
All right. Well, send it to me again. All right. Experience all the Portobello has to offer.
Yeah, you don't want to experience what I have to offer.
No.
Back of your hand.
Or the front of a wiffle ball.
Shush. Experience all that Portobello has to offer.
Do you want me to go up and get my book?
Yeah, go and get your book.
All right, fucking Phil, stupid.
Well, right, well, wait.
We'll talk about your lawn and your bunnies.
He's all...
You have bunnies on your lawn?
Yeah, I have a whole fleet of them, about 9 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
They live there?
They all came out at once. There was about 13 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just on my Facebook page.
Yeah. I gotta look at your Facebook.
Yeah, there was only like 9 of them, but there was a whole fleet. Fleet of my bunnies. Yeah, I'm gonna miss my bunny rabbits.
Yeah,
you got the bigger Hippums and Itawittums. Itawittums is the smallest one. He lives in the front lawn.
You're bush. Killing me with the names.
Oh yeah, yeah. And there's bigger Hoppums and stuff like
that. Were you done with that read?
No, we're getting the date right now. Dumbbell looks in a book. All right.
Itawittums?
Itawittums. He's the littlest one.
Oh, my God.
With
you're
a
cotton
tail. Then there's a tail ID with cotton tails.
Write this down, you moron.
I'm writing it
down.
Or
get more rabbits. October 14th.
October 14th.
Joe Bronzi's the headliner.
Joe Bronzi, very funny guy. Come check that out. And he's very, very funny. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. eat in, take out, or have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Angel's Bakery has been family owned and operated since 1927, and their pita pillow is the heartier pita and has no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Pita pillows come in classic white or whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. It's the edible container, which is perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, it's always not easy for us to eat healthy while we're on the go with all natural ingredients and the pocket design. Very important, the pocket design. Pita pillows allow us to do that without ever having to break out the slop towel. That's right, sloppy.
Oh, sorry, Mr. McHugh.
Yeah, all right. Eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess. It is another reason why pita pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice, too. Pita pillows are available in New York at Fairway Shopping Centers and Best Market. You can order them for delivery at angelbakeries.com. You can learn more also at angelbakeries.com, and make sure you check out and follow Angel's Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Pita Pillows from a fucking 10 o'clock. Pita Pillows for some hysterical content. Pita Pillows.
Unlike this show.
Pita Pillows.
Are you hearing the Pita Pillows of Little Feet, Joe?
It's the bread of comics and dumbbells. We're the only thing that isn't funny is providing you a delicious and healthy pita bread.
Or Joe trying to get the pee sound out. Fucking perfunctory putts.
Just girl was just saying, I can't imagine you trying to read that, Pip. And I'm like, I am pissing myself here right now.
Joe's like, Joe, like if a Labrador retriever who had peanut butter on the top of his throat could speak,
yes.
That was the fucking read. He would read.
I know. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, and let's talk all day. Driving rush hour traffic, no, 2 or 3 hours. I am making excuses. It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm doing the best I can.
Not yet. Pumpkin.
Diddums.
All right, Shakespeare, read your line.
Size Building Productions. For all your entertainment needs. Your comedian needs. Your Santa Claus won't be Joe because he's got a bad attitude. But we got others. Easter Bunny.
Review night.
What?
Review night.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Sorry,
I met with Sam Sorbo. She had some things to talk about.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Murder mysteries. Anything. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, anywhere, anything?
No, nothing. I have no life.
I'm not going to argue. It's late.
Nothing to go with that.
Joe?
Yeah, getting my car alarm fixed on Saturday.
Car alarm? What are you, 1993?
What, people don't have car alarms
no.
anymore? Really? No?
Nobody wants to hear that noise.
No, nobody wants to hear that noise, but I thought people that came with a car.
No.
Oh.
You don't have a car alarm?
No. Well, yes, I do. That almost made me fall for it.
Stupid.
All right. Thursday, August 25th and Friday, August 26th, I'll be in Hilton Head, South Carolina at the Comedy Club of Hilton Head. I got to keep it clean for the kitty, so we'll see what that turns into. For tickets, call 843-341-5653. 843-341-5653. We want to thank Cassie Peterson.
Yes,
she was great.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for hanging out. Good to be back in our normal slot. We'll keep you posted on any developments, if it's benign or malignant. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.